The KFEK Afternoon News with Kitty O'Neill, now on News Talk 1530 KFEK.
It is 4:41 now at KFBK, and we do have the Olympics starting. And the Summer Olympics in Beijing, of course, got a lot of press, media around the world, talking about Michael Phelps and all his surrounding activities. And you could see the games on multiple TV channels and wondering about the Winter Olympics, if they'll kind of have the same effect and impact. Lauren Titon is with SnowboardSecrets.com, and she says, well, Winter Games are still holding a profound influence, to be sure. We'll get more from her right now. Welcome to the program, Lauren.
Thank you, Kitty. Nice to be here.
Yeah. Well, I guess we can't talk about the Winter Olympics without acknowledging this untimely and tragic death of the young man in the luge. I mean, you've probably been covering or interested in the Olympics. I don't know when this is. I hadn't reported something like this. Do you remember like this?
I read in doing a little research in the last hour that in 1964, two people, it was the first year the luge was in the Olympics, and two people died in the year's in the event's inaugural year. So very tragic. And I want to try to say the name of the luge rider, Nodar Kumaritashvili, because nobody else has said it. I'm not sure that's how you say it. But I have a quote here from an Australian. You know, there have been 12 crashes on this track. They say it's the fastest track ever, 90-mile-an-hour track. And an Australian said, this is Hannah Campbell-Pegg, she said Thursday night after she nearly lost control in training, to what extent are we just little lemmings that they just throw down a track and we're crash test dummies? I mean, this is our lives. That's one side of the coin. And then an American luger said, the reason we do this sport is to go fast. So he says, I think I can say that for everyone and say that for everyone, and you've got to have the extreme factor in there sometimes. It keeps it interesting. Well, so this is a big question, and we're finding that the half pipe is bigger this year than it's ever been, so we could kind of use that as a segue into snowboarding. We've seen accidents in snowboarding, too.
Yeah, I suspect you have. I mean, every sport has, there's some inherent danger in almost every one. And when you add things like speed, you know, that also, I guess, increases the possibility of danger. So what about snowboarding? That's a relatively new sport to the Winter Games.
Yes, we saw it for the first time in 1998. I think that it's brought a lot of life to the Olympics. 92% of people who watch the Winter Olympics do not participate in snow sports. So it's not just snowboarders that are going to be watching snowboararding in the Olympics.
I'm sorry, Lou. Just real quick, though, because we're almost out of time. Anybody who can compete with the U.S. in snowboarding?
Well, actually, Sports Illustrated says that Yuri Podlachikov of Switzerland has a very good chance. They're looking for him on the podium, perhaps with a silver.
Ah, okay. Well, Lauren, we appreciate your time, and thanks for all the pronunciations for us. We're going to have to get used to those, I guess. Lauren Titon, she's with SnowboardSecrets.com. We'll link that to our website today, kfbk.com, keyword afternoon news.
Always online. News Talk 1530 KFBK.